Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up at 12:30, Jackson County Prosecutor Melissa Johnson will join us in studio. We've already talked about multiple things today that we could talk to her about, not counting domestic violence, the violent crime rate here, all kinds of stuff that we'll talk to her about coming up a little bit later in the show.
Yeah. Right now, before we get into the list, though, we do have honestly as good of an update as we're going to get, I think, on the Josh Simmons situation. If you don't know, the left tackle for the Chiefs, starting left tackle, Josh Simmons, has been gone for the last couple of weeks. Didn't play against the Lions, didn't play last week against the Raiders, and there's been a lot of confusion as to what happened. He wasn't injured. There was reports that he went home to deal with family issues, but that wasn't coming directly from the Chiefs. That was just what people were assuming. Andy Reid has been very buttoned up, very quiet about this. So has Clark Hunt, reporter for the national NFL reporter for ESPN, saw Clark Hunt at a team or league meeting in New York City, and he refused to talk to her about it. But Andy Reid just now came to the podium and said this.
And then Josh, and my update for you with Josh would just be, there's communication. I'm not going to get into all of it. Everything's positive. It's not a negative situation. So he's taken care of.
So
what?
He said it's a positive. It's not a negative situation. He's taking care of family.
Did somebody have a baby that's his responsibility in the family?
I don't mean
in a bad way. I mean, like, does he have a sibling or something that had a child and he needs to help with that or something? Like, what's positive that's would keep him out of the game for so long?
I don't know. Again, my suspicion was that it was a mental health issue from him, that because he had shown up as sick right before the game against the Jaguars the week before. So I was thinking maybe that's what's going on. And maybe family is what they're using to cover for this. Having said that, like at this point, that's as much as we're getting.
Yeah.
Like that's as much.
I can't believe he said that. It leaves a lot of questions.
Yeah. But it is kind of funny, though. I feel like it's word for word what we were saying. This is all you need to say.
Yeah.
Just say like what he's dealing with the family situation.
Give us 10 words.
Give us something on it, because they couldn't keep going over and over and on about this forever without it eventually just becoming a distraction. Because all you're going to be asked about is the Josh Simmons stuff, to the point where the national writer for ESPN is finding Clark Hunt at a hotel in New York City, no pun intended, hunting him down. And the first thing she asked, and I think the only thing she asked about, was what's going on with Josh Simmons.
Yeah, the only person that hasn't been asked yet is Brett Veach.
Yeah.
And just because nobody can, I mean, nobody's, I'm sure it's not for a lack of trying.
Yeah, you just have to go to his office, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure he's screening his calls pretty carefully. All okay, right. So it's positive. Good.
So it's noon. It is Thursday. It is time to do our Friday list nominations. So you guys get them in on the text line right now, 913-586-7798, and we'll give our own. And then we'll make these into lists tomorrow that you guys can vote on.
I think we're going to let Quentin play this time since he...
He was
on fire.
We were talking
yesterday
a little earlier, and he was expressing a little bit of hesitance.
Really?
About this.
Why?
Yeah, saying that he's a little worried that he's going to end up. He said he didn't want to do this because he didn't want to have to learn anything about St. Louis, which is insulting in and of itself. But also, he's worried about pissing me off and insulting St. Louis. And I'm like, I feel like I will probably at some point get a little bit defensive about St. Louis if I think it's unfair.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Because I'm not going to sit here and listen to any slander against the St. Louis Cardinals. That's not happening.
That's not on my list, so don't have to worry about
good.
That.
But I will
I'm smart
entertain,
enough to know, you know.
That's not, yeah. That, it's, anyway. It's
well,
not.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
There's, no, I think he wants to do it. I just think he's a little reticent. All right, so I'll start mine. What does Kansas City do better than St. Louis? This is easy. This is the easiest one, and it's food. It's food. Kansas City is known for barbecue. St. Louis is known for pizza. That's really bad.
No, toasted ravioli.
Toasted ravioli, which is good,
and
but
gooey
isn't
butter
enough.
Cake. No,
gooey butter cake, also very good, but not enough. Barbecue is such a holistic, all-encompassing, beautiful thing.
It is and a category of food.
Right.
It's not just one thing.
Specific little things, and I think in that way, Kansas City is unchallenged versus many other cities.
Yeah.
Where I don't know a specific city that you can say they own an entire category of food.
Like New
There's
Orleans,
Texas
might.
Barbecue. Yeah, I guess so. Like
Cajun, I mean
Cajun
Creole.
Food.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
Cajun's
that's about
not
it.
As not as big and not as popular as barbecue, though.
No.
Right? Yeah. So that's mine. I'm going to say food, just in general. Food.
Okay. I'm going to say that we do history better than St. Louis.
Okay.
Truman Library, World War One Museum, National, the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. But
yes.
For sure, just between Truman Library and the National World War One Museum, that's enough for me to feel like I'm comfortable saying that. We do history better.
I'm honestly trying to think of what St. Louis has that's like historical.
Steamboat Arabia, we have, Jazz Museum.
I mean, we have Cahokia Mounds. Technically, that's not in St. Louis. That's across the river in Cahokia.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we have?
I mean, I was going to make fun of the Chess Museum and the Bowling Museum. So
I forgot about the Chess Museum.
So, you know, Jamie kind of took that away from me.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, I was going to say that, you know, at least our sports museums are relevant, not made for old people like bowling and chess. So.
Okay.
That's what I got there. I do think that our beer is better. I don't
Ooh.
Drink any Anheuser-Busch products. I don't think that they're very good, but Boulevard, all their stuff is delicious. And I know that they also have small breweries around the city. They've got like Four Hands, I think, is one of them. Their stuff's fine, but we also have small breweries around here. So I'll just hit with the number, you know, power hitters here, which is Boulevard and Anheuser, and Boulevard's better.
Okay.
I would say I'm looking at the text line, seeing some things come in. Budweiser is not a food. I just want to make that clear. Budweiser is not a food.
Yeah.
So that doesn't count. And somebody said they're known for it's Italian food. Yeah, the Hill in St. Louis has amazing Italian food.
So do a lot of cities.
I would argue that St. Louis does do Italian food better than Kansas City. I would argue.
I might even give you that because the Hill is a good part of St. Louis for Italian
Hill's a good part of St. Louis.
Yes.
But overall, Kansas City does food better.
Yes.
Frank and Jesse James. I'm not going to Merrimack Caverns. No. and the Lewis and Clark thing that you do. The Arch has a museum underneath it celebrating Lewis and Clark.
We have a presidential library and the only World War One museum in the country.
Yeah.
Done.
My next one is sports.
Yeah.
And I know I said I would entertain no slander against the St. Louis Cardinals, and I will stick to that. However, I will say this. Having lived most of my life in St. Louis, and now a good portion of it in Kansas City. This city celebrates its wins more.
Yes, we do.
And doesn't get nearly as hostile towards the teams that St. Louis does. Mm-hmm. And the Blues kind of seem to get a pass and are almost treated the same way that many people in Kansas City treat the Royals or even the Chiefs. But they're spoiled with the Cardinals because the Cardinals have made so many pennants, have made the playoffs, and have won so many World Series that if they don't make it, if they aren't in the playoffs, then it's a meltdown. It's a crisis, which is currently what's happening now. If they don't win the World Series, it's like, what the hell? One of the favorite statistics that people like Quentin like to point out is that the Royals, since 1985, have won as many World Series as the Cardinals have, which is true. The Cardinals won in 2006 and 2011. That's it. The Royals won a World Series because Don Dankinger screwed up. But that's it. That's fine. That's fine. You won because an umpire made a really...
Yeah, 1985 really, called in game 7 of the World Series did happen. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, I'm aware, but it didn't need to happen, and it wouldn't have happened if Don Dankinger had eyeballs. Anyway,
okay.
So there you go. Okay. I will say sports in general.
I would like to add on to that. Just the reason we get to talk about Josh Simmons when we open up this hour is because we still have a football team.
Yes, indeed. So for now,
they're only going to go over to Kansas. It's not like they're going to go to Los Angeles.
Let's not yell about that too loud just yet.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say music. We are known for a style of music. That's a big deal to be known as a jazz city.
Ooh.
That is, I could not tell you what kind of music St. Louis is known for.
See, St. Louis should be, but they don't. St. Louis should make a bigger deal about its roots because Chuck Berry is from St. Louis. Basically, one of the seminal, if not the founding member or founding father of rock and roll is from St. Louis. And we
shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Don't make that big of a deal. I mean, there's Blueberry Hill, his restaurant there. But the team, the St. Louis Blues, is named the St. Louis Blues. Why? I don't know
idea.
If they were originally founded in Memphis and moved to St. Louis. That might be true. I don't think it is. Why not call them the St. Louis Rocks?
Yeah.
That sounds bad, actually, now that I say it. But something, or the St. Louis Berries. I don't know. But,
I'm standing by that. We are known as a jazz city.
Yeah. If for some reason, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland because Alan Freed played rock and roll on the radio in Cleveland. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Berry is from St. Louis. That should count for more. Anyway.
Quentin.
And Tina Turner.
Yes.
Somebody who's been to both the St. Louis Zoo and the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium. I do prefer the Kansas City Zoo over the St. Louis Zoo.
Okay.
I do think that it's more open. I feel like there's more space, and I think it's just because of where the St. Louis Zoo is versus where the Kansas City Zoo is. It's just more open, and where the St. Louis Zoo, I feel like there's a lot of stuff crammed in one spot.
Okay. I have a list. I have a list of like stats that, okay. So our healthcare is cheaper here than it is in St. Louis by at least 4%. Some say up to 16%. Our murder rate is lower here, as we know, and we like it's, I'm not saying it's great, but it is lower than it is there. We have a higher median household income here, 65,000 versus 56,000.
Really? Okay.
Yes. So those are all good things for
us
to have.
Is that specific to the metro area? Is it specific to the metro area or just the metro?
I don't know. What I mean? I don't remember from when I looked it up.
Because I would say the Kansas City is obviously better as a city than St. Louis.
Yeah.
Because it's so much bigger. But if you took all of St. Louis County versus, say, Jackson County, I think those numbers might be a little bit closer.
I think because I just looked up St. Louis versus Kansas City. So it's probably just city to city.
City to city.
City to city. Okay. I think people in Kansas City are nicer than in St. Louis. I feel like St. Louis is Boston light. I don't know if you agree with this or not, but I feel like people in Boston have an edge that I don't care for. And I think St. Louis has that same edge without the redeeming qualities of Boston. Boston at least has a lot of history. Like, you at least have other reasons to be there. St. Louis, I feel like we have Midwest nice here. And St. Louis does not have that.
I would say that when you run into mean people in the Midwest, it's off-putting, and you run into more of them in St. Louis than you do in Kansas City. The thing about Boston that relieves some of the edge is the accent, because the accent is just so hard to take seriously.
I don't even know.
So he's talking to you like this, bud. Like, look, bud, what are you doing? He's like, are you okay, sir? Did you bite your tongue and you're mad at me about it? That's what they sound like. They sound ridiculous, so it's hard to really take them seriously. Whereas if somebody's just yelling at you in this voice, well, then it's it's off-putting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could keep going.
Okay, there you go.
We don't care about what high school you went to?
Somebody on the text line said that. Where did you go to high school? Why is that the most important question to people who live in St. Louis? Yeah, it is funny because when I say I'm from St. Louis, that's the first thing that'll pop up from, where'd you go to high school? But like, I went to high school in Illinois. I shouldn't say I'm from St. Louis, but it's the closest proximity. So I say that. Mm-hmm. I think it's because it's amazing that you went to high school.
Sure.
Good job. Good for you. It used to be a point of pride.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll cobble all those together and then make our list tomorrow, and you guys will vote on which one is the best reason that Kansas City is better than St. Louis. I'm also going to offer now that I've thought about it, a little bit of pushback, and maybe offer a couple of things that I think St. Louis does better than Kansas City.
Why do we have to do that?
Just a couple of things. We don't have to.
Why do we have to?
I just want to be fair. We do have people from both sides who listen. I have family in St. Louis who listen. I also know that there's lots of people who commute from St. Louis to Kansas City and then back over the week. So I don't want to piss everybody off.
We're not saying there aren't things that St. Louis does well.
Yeah.
We're just saying these are the things that we have chosen to highlight.
I'll just say the one thing we do that St. Louis does better. Two. One, City downtown Museum. Ballpark. One, downtown ballpark. Fine. Two, City Museum is awesome. Mm-hmm. And three, the St. Louis Zoo. The zoo is better. It just is. Oh. Sorry. It just is.
Mike from Topeka is a great caller and a nice dude. The fact that he's from Topeka means that I can hate on Topeka and still appreciate him as a listener.
Do you hate on Topeka?
Yeah, Topeka sucks.
I've never once heard you say anything about Topeka.
It's a boring city.
Okay. 913-586-7798. Coming up, speaking of local things that Kansas City has that St. Louis does not. How about an outdoor mall? Well, we have that, the Country Club Plaza, but they're going to be doing some changes. We'll talk about that next. And Melissa Johnson will be in studio in just a few minutes. So stick around for that as well.
Some changes are coming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To something else we have that St. Louis doesn't have, which is Country Club Plaza.
Yep.
New ownership for those who kind of missed that in the last year or so. And so they are going to do some things differently there in the future.
At the plaza?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm saying plaza too.
I was like, did I get the wrong story? Did I totally click on the wrong thing? Yes, we both
say
plaza.
Plaza, and I refuse to change for you people.
People hate us for that.
It's plaza, not plaza.
The text line says it's plaza.
Yeah.
Quentin probably thinks it's plaza.
No, I'm not in the socioeconomic status to be calling it a plaza.
Is that what it is? It's a poor thing?
I don't.
Or is it a rich thing?
No, to me, it's a lazy thing. To me, plaza is easier to say than plaza.
To me, just it's like, oh, you're trying to be, you know, pinkies up drinking out of your China type thing.
Really?
Like, oh, I'm going to the Country Club Plaza.
I agree with Jamie. I think plaza sounds way more sophisticated.
It just sounds pretentious.
Plaza.
I'm going to the Country Club Plaza.
I think like the Plaza Hotel. In New York, like that was a big thing. It's too hard to say.
Plaza.
Too many seconds.
Anyway, Kansas City is thinking about redoing some stuff on Country Club Plaza, making it more pedestrian friendly, et cetera. I'll hold my breath on it. It seems like we talk
just
about
wait for
this
the
every
World
couple
Cup.
Years.
It's all going to be fixed before the World Cup.
Right. There's also building heights will be capped at 200 to 275 feet.
What's the point of that?
I don't know. To keep things at a historic level. That's like a Parisian thing. Because like no buildings downtown can be taller than the Eiffel Tower and that kind of thing.
Seville, Spain. Is that the city that the plaza is modeled after? It's a city in Spain.
I didn't know that.
Huh. I think it's Seville.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I think it's Seville. Because that's where the look of that comes from. So long term, this is what they keep talking about. They want to encourage pedestrian traffic and limit vehicle traffic. Parking is a pain in the butt around the plaza. You have to walk a couple of blocks, and they would just rather. They think it is safer if you just make more of the pedestrian walkways, pedestrian plazas, not just let cars go everywhere.
Mm-hmm. But it is. I mean, it's if we're going to just keep this as an extension of what we were talking about, it is a very special place. In Kansas City, even if I honestly haven't gone to the plaza since I've been back, and I've almost been back a year, but it is something, it's a point of pride for the city. That's why we freak out anytime there's any crime or any ne'er-do-wells on Country Club Plaza. And it's probably why people get so upset with us for pronouncing it the way we do, but I'm not changing.
There's no way I'm changing.
Yeah.
It is, plaza is easier to say than plaza.
Yeah. From the text line, pronouncing it like that just tells me you're not a born and raised Kansas City native.
Get over yourself. I've been here since 2007.
But fine. Okay. So what?
why do people care about that so much?
People get nuts about that.
Yeah,
that
they really
thing.
Do.
And it's the same thing with immigration.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I chose to live here. Doesn't that mean something?
Yeah.
You were born here and you
never
stayed
left.
Here. Yeah, I never left. I chose to live here. I wanted to live here. And again, and I said this earlier, I had the choice to live in St. Louis. I was offered a job in St. Louis a year ago and turned it down because I wanted to live in Kansas City again. So I don't know. People are nuts. It doesn't make you better.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I will say I saw this text. We're gonna have Melissa Johnson on in just a minute. Somebody did text and say that Kansas City has better talk show shows than St. Louis.
Did you write that, or did your wife
did
write
not,
that, or did
but
else
I didn't know
that?
How to whether to feel good or bad about that.
Oh.
As somebody who's currently a talk show host in Kansas City, and somebody who's formerly a talk show host from St. Louis,
feel good about it now. Feel good about the present situation.
Yeah, well, the talk shows in St. Louis used to be a lot better. I'll say that. They used to be a lot better. We have Melissa Johnson coming up on the show.
She's here.
Obviously, Jackson County Prosecutor Melissa Johnson. Gonna have her in studio. If you have any questions for her, text them in right now, 913-586-7798. We'll do our best to get those asked and get those answered, as well as see if she can answer some of our questions. A lot to talk about with her coming up in just a few minutes at midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, sometimes it really is nice just to be able to go straight to the source for a lot of the conversations that come up and a lot of the questions that we have. And there are certainly a lot of crime and safety related issues that we've been talking about a lot for months. And straight to the source is Jackson County Prosecutor Melissa Johnson, who is joining us in studio, which you made this time for us on very short notice, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here with you.
You even get the special applause, which is cool.
Not all the guests get that.
That's we true. Love sound effects, so thank you.
So we're soliciting listener questions. If you have questions, again, this is for Jackson County, 913-586-7798. We're hoping to keep you here till 1 o'clock and not drive you away before that. So we will certainly put those on the table. Before we get into some of these issues, you are, what, 10 months into the job?
The craziest, most invigorating, yet rewarding 10 months of my life.
Who wants to be Jackson County prosecutor? What makes a person want to have that job?
Clearly, you have to maybe have some questions about your mental faculties and your sanity starting there. Uh-huh. But obviously, it has been my life's work. I'm very, very passionate about public safety. I always have been. Growing up in Kansas City's 3rd District, which historically has been one of the most dangerous and high crime areas in our metropolitan area. So for better or for worse, I've always kind of known crime and wanted to figure out a way to leverage my career to hopefully make a dent in something that has absolutely affected me over my year. I've lost friends to gun violence, teammates to gun violence. Some people that I grew up with have made some less than favorable decisions and have found themselves on the other side of the judicial system themselves. And so, you know, where there's curiosity, passion often follows. And so when my predecessor announced that she was not running for re-election, trust me, I tried to find a reason not to run. Having all of your decisions under scrutiny every single day is not easy, but the more I thought about it, the more difficult it became to not answer that call to service.
I am curious to know, I think for a lot of people, your point of reference for the relationship between the prosecutor and police is like Law and Order. I'm curious to know how much influence you as prosecutor have over being able to make the improvements that you want to make. And I guess that's about the relationship with police. Do you have influence over police priorities? If you see that something in particular, like say domestic violence is becoming a problem, do you get to call up the, you know, Stacey Graves and say, hey, let's do a thing? Where does your influence sit?
I do have that ability, but I only have that ability because of the partnership and the collaboration that I've been dedicated to implementing in my administration. I show up at every single Board of Police Commissioners meetings to provide an update. The community does not need to see us when we're bickering or infighting. They need to see us when we are standing side by side with each other, because that instills a level of confidence in community that we are working together, right? And because we've established those relationships, which take time and effort, I do have an ability to highlight my priorities in partnership with the police department. But as we all know, there is no local control. They are governed by a 5-member body that is selected by the governor. And so they are their own insular institution. But thankfully, because we have some power players in the fold that want to work together, we are.
Melissa, thank you so much for being on the show. First question, the most important question is, how do you pronounce P-L-A-Z-A?
Plaza.
Plaza! No!
Do we keep her?
Plaza?
Do we let her stay?
We say plaza. Jamie and I say plaza.
It's fancy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we have to put our pinkies up in the air when we say it. It's very annoying.
Should save that question for last.
All right. Actual question.
Yes.
Where, in your opinion, do you think Jackson County is over-prosecuting some things, and where are we under prosecuting? Like, where do you think we're maybe focusing too much of our efforts, and where do you think we're not focusing enough?
That is a great question. Well, I mean, obviously, to answer the latter part of your question, I do feel like we need to do more prosecuting of domestic violence, which is at the top of my priority list. During the second week of my administration, I implemented a policy change that has now led to a 13% increase in referrals of domestic assault cases from law enforcement. And we are now charging 70% of all domestic assault cases submitted to our office, which is up from 54% last year. And so we are avidly working on prosecuting more of those cases. We're also prosecuting a lot more Valentine's law cases. And for those that may not be familiar, aggravated fleeing a stop or detention. We have seen a number of incidents in our community where people are evading arrest and putting residents, you know, citizens, and even law enforcement in danger, and frankly, themselves in danger of physical harm. And so we've been charging a lot of those cases as well. Also, Blair's Law, the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office prosecutes more Blair's Law cases than any other office in the state. And for those that may not be familiar with that, that is discharging a firearm within city limits, making sure that we understand what goes up must come down. And unfortunately, 11-year-old Blair lost her life a couple of years ago while she was sleeping in her bed when a stray bullet entered her room and unfortunately took her life. But things that I feel like we are over prosecuting, drug possession cases. I am a firm believer that drug possession or drug substance abuse has to be treated in a medical setting, not in jail. It takes real intense work to reframe the mind cycle of addiction, and that has to happen outside of the context of the criminal justice system. Now, do we charge some drug possession cases in high crime or high impact areas or amongst high impact offenders, your frequent flyers that are frequently committing property crime? Absolutely. But by and large, we are not interested in non-violent drug possession cases. Now, if we're talking about distribution, that's a completely different conversation, especially the way that substances like fentanyl are tearing our community apart, especially our young people.
I want to stay on that. Oh, keep going.
Are you then pursuing higher charges for drug-induced homicide? Is that part of that plan?
Yes. And, you know, that's a fairly new body of law because fentanyl really popped on the scene in recent history. But the lethality of that substance is just mind blowing. One small equal like sugar packet has enough fentanyl in it to kill 500 people. And so, yes, distribution of fentanyl, we have been looking at charging those cases under a felony murder type of infrastructure. The distribution of drugs is a felony. And then if somebody dies in the course thereof, making sure that we are seeking justice and accountability on behalf of those victims.
I want to talk a little bit more about domestic violence, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Because Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we are on track for a record year of homicides linked to domestic violence. New task force is working on that. But I want to make the connection a little bit between a lot of victims or alleged victims of domestic violence are afraid to call police. Mm-hmm. You ask the question, should I get a restraining order, or is that just going to further instigate the person I'm trying to calm down? Or do I call police because we have to get the ball rolling somewhere? So I would love for you to address that. But also, does prosecuting more of the domestic violence cases mean we're going to have a reduction in domestic violence because you're winning those cases?
Ooh, two great questions. So starting with your first one, cooperating with law enforcement or even seeking a restraining order is a huge first step for a lot of survivors, because it's not as easy as, hey, you should just leave, right? They're thinking about how I'm going to pay.
Everybody would do it.
Exactly. How am I going to pay childcare next week? Who's going to get custody of the dog? Like, things that might seem nominal to us are everything to some of our survivors. And I do also want to acknowledge that the system is broken. Right. In order to fix it, we have to acknowledge our deficiencies. And so, yes, it is not true that law enforcement has always responded with trauma-informed practices or made whether men or women feel comfortable to cooperate with law enforcement. I definitely see that changing. And I think that is evidenced by the 13% increase in referrals that we have received from law enforcement, because that indicates that people are cooperating and taking that first step more.
And it works back and forth, not to interrupt you, but I think you are more likely to report domestic violence to law enforcement if you know that the prosecutor is going to charge it.
Exactly. Which is why we just released that public facing domestic violence dashboard to hopefully give our community a level of comfort that, hey, if you take that first step, the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office absolutely has your back. Whether you're talking about our victim advocates that will hold your hand through every stage. We even have a clothing closet for survivors to make sure that not having a blazer is not a barrier to you seeking justice on behalf of yourself and your family. We even have emotional therapy dogs that would love to kind of ease your nerves, calm you before you take a stand. But I believe you asked if more prosecution or successful prosecution will reduce domestic violence. And I believe that it will. And here's why. We have to understand that every single offender is not the same. Some absolutely need prison time, and I will never shy away from the need of accountability. But others, they need help. They've never seen a positive relationship in their entire lives. They are living in families where cycle of abuse are normalized, right? And so I love how our community rallies around and supports survivors, but we really need to start thinking about how can we reformat or reframe offenders. And that is why at Jackson County, we actually have a domestic violence diversion program for those that have been charged for domestic violence. You have to make an admission first in order to enter into the program, because listen, we want people in this program that understand they have a problem. And the first step to change is admission. And so we have this written admission that, frankly, we do hang over their head to ensure successful completion of the program. Mm-hmm. But it is intense batterers intervention work to ensure that when they do reunify with their family, because whether we like it or not, most couples involved in domestic violence will reunify. How do we make sure that these individuals are the most productive, positive, and contributing citizens, not only for our general public, but more importantly for their families and their homes?
We have Melissa Johnson, Jackson County prosecutor, on with us. Earlier, we talked about property crime in Kansas City, fourth worst in the country. When we come back, want to get your thoughts, and a lot of people on the text line are also wanting to hear your thoughts on how we can reduce property crime in Kansas City. That's coming up on Midday.
thrilled to have in studio with us Jackson County Prosecutor Melissa Johnson. We were working through a bunch of topics. I know we wanted to talk about property crimes. I also want to ask about jail space and how much influence that has. But yeah, we had a property crime story come up today.
Yeah, Kansas City ranks fourth in the nation for property crime. It's surprising in some aspects where we're ranked with other cities that are, I know it's per capita, but that are larger and also very spread out, very different. It's like Philadelphia, Albuquerque. Doesn't seem to be a lot of commonality there. But the most important thing is, what is your plan to reduce property crime in the area?
Well, I want to start by saying that we cannot prosecute what is not investigated, solved, and then received by my office to evaluate for felony level charging. And I know in recent years, the percentage of property crimes cases that were actually investigated and solved and submitted for prosecution has been very, very small. So when I took office, I wanted to figure out a way to collaborate and strategize to increase that percentage. And what we did, third month on the job, we launched a revised crime strategies unit that has a team of dedicated attorneys really focused on community engagement. So partnering with the different business conglomerates, the neighborhood associations, to find out who are the 10% of people causing 90% of the crime. Because these individuals are very sophisticated. You all have seen their surveillance footage. They have gloves. They have ski masks. They're in and out of a glass storefront business within a matter of minutes, right? Before law enforcement can even respond. So how do we create a team that partners directly with law enforcement to inform the investigation while it is happening so that by the time it reaches my office, we have checked every box and we can ensure that we will be able to file charges supported by all of the evidence. Through this work, I believe it was in April, my office was able to charge what we have dubbed the burglary ring, where 5 out of 6 individuals believed to be responsible for over 100 non-residential burglaries over the span of a year and a half. We've been able to charge 5 out of 6 of those individuals.
Wow.
And we are hopeful to see some of the property crime in our heavy business districts decrease because we were able to seek a measure of accountability on behalf of those businesses. But I do also want to note to all of our business owners, to even our residential areas, we have to understand we live in a major metropolitan city and there will be crime. I am not trying to victim shame or blame, but do not add to your own victimization. Lock your car doors. If you have a business that has a glass front, invest in that film that makes it almost impossible to penetrate. Make sure that your cameras are high resolution and they are well functioning and fully functioning. Because if we don't take these steps to help law enforcement be able to solve these cases, it will never reach my office. And I am beyond dedicated and committed to prosecuting these cases because they are important, but we have to have the tools to do so.
We only have about a minute left, but you can't do everything and we have limited jail space. Does that influence your decisions at all about what to prosecute?
Absolutely. You know, we are in an interesting predicament right now, not even just talking about the lack of a city jail in Kansas City, but the moment that the new Jackson County Jail will open, it will be at capacity. And that not only puts my office in quite a predicament, it puts our judges in a predicament, having to do an on-the-spot analysis about who do I let out so I can put somebody else in, right? And that just goes to show you that every single arm of government, because I don't control the jail, every single arm of government has to be firing on all cylinders to fully deliver on the promise of public safety. So I'm hopeful that we see that change in the near future.
Wow. All right. Jackson County Prosecutor Melissa Johnson, thanks so much for coming on the show. Hope to do it again.
I'll see you guys again soon.
We appreciate it. Absolutely. Good luck. You do not have an easy job and you've done a lot in 10 months.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate you being here.
I appreciate 100%. That.
Coming up, speaking of prosecuting, NBA has a major betting scandal, and the FBI just broke up a major ring involving an NBA coach and current NBA players. How widespread is this? And honestly, with gambling becoming so popular, is this just the NBA? We'll talk about this next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.